About 12 minutes until 7 o'clock here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. I'm your host, Paul Vold. We just spoke with assistant basketball coach for Oldham, Ramona Rutland, Danny Frisbee Griffin, also talking about some VFW baseball coming up here in springtime as well. Basketball season starting to wind down and baseball season just right around the corner, but we're also talking about football season. We're still talking about football, AFC and NFC championship games. I'm sure a bunch of you not too happy that the Minnesota Vikings lost and also the New England Patriots won, but I was happy that my New England Patriots won. Yes, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. I was born in Minnesota, so I was very conflicted if the Patriots and the Vikings met in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl as well. I would have been conflicted this entire next 2 weeks. But unfortunately, one of them won, the other one lost, and luckily enough, it was the New England Patriots. Speaking of those Patriots as well, a 24-20 win to win another AFC championship, and this their seventh straight year of winning the title, this time over the Jacksonville Jaguars, 24-20. I got to say this, leading at halftime by the score of 14-10 Jacksonville, and they took a 17-10 lead at that point early in the third. I thought this was going to be a nail-biter, it would come down to the finish, which it did, and it was a fourth quarter comeback put all together by Tom Brady, Danny Amendola as well, catching those two fourth quarter touchdowns, getting the win, moving on to the AFC championship, moving on with the AFC championship, and back to the Super Bowl for an eighth time. Make it eight times Tom Brady has been playing in a Super Bowl with a 5-2 record as it currently stands. But I got to give credit all to Jacksonville. They played one heck of a game. Blake Bortles throwing it through the air. Wonderful job by him. I think Jacksonville, if they can stay as consistent they were this season as well, that AFC South is going to be a must-watch division over the next couple of years, hopefully, and for future years as well. They did a nice job on the ground as well. Leonard Fournette getting an early touchdown with Jacksonville kind of, you know, getting out to a good start in a way that the New England Patriots were able to counter as well. The notorious bend but don't break defense that their defensive coordinator Matt Patricia has put together the last handful of years, which has led to two Super Bowl championships in the last 3 years, if I may add as well. Certainly a good core of players that are going to be taking into the Super Bowl as well. Bunch of no-namers as well. They've played pretty much the entire season without their star linebacker in Dante Hightower, and especially on the offensive side of the unit as well. We even mentioned some of the top players on the New England Patriots. Most of them been out or hurt at some point this season, and not to include as well Julian Edelman, the stud wide receiver that the New England Patriots have. He hasn't played at all this season. He tore his ACL, I believe, the third game of the preseason, and the fact that the Patriots have done that well this far in the season, you lose Gronkowski for a couple of games, one to a suspension, a couple of injury, and also the entire second half of that AFC championship game, Tom Brady had to go to work without his trusty tight end due to a concussion. And, well, Tom Brady always finds a way to get it done. The lone man that has been kind of forgotten about this season and also in the last few games, Danny Amendola, finished with 7 receptions, 2 touchdowns, and 84 yards through the air. Brandon Cooks, their down-the-field threat, had 6 receptions for an even 100 yards. Tom Brady collecting another AFC championship by throwing 26 completions on 38 attempts, 290 yards, and 2 fourth quarter touchdowns as well with the AFC championship game. While looking on the other side of the spectrum, the NFC Championship game, you thought it was going to be a great one the way the Minnesota Vikings started. Well, they scored 7 points right off the bat. That was all they were going to do. 38 unanswered points by the Philadelphia Eagles, and at least it was over from the start for Philadelphia, Minnesota, and Minnesota sports fans, as they know notoriously, always the Vikings and any sports team to kind of twist that one, giving you a chance, thinking that they have a chance all the way down to the final seconds. Well, at least it was over at halftime as well, down by the score of 24-7 at halftime. The Vikings look great. First possession of the game, moving the ball right down the field. Case Keenum finds Kyle Rudolph in the back of the end zone for a touchdown, but after that, that was it. That was all the Vikings did. The Philadelphia Eagles were just able to get after him relentlessly, shut down the run game as well. Jerick McKinnon finishing with 10 carries for 40 yards, but that was about it. Latavius Murray started off really well in that contest, getting him only finished with 6 carries for 18 yards, but it really seemed that the running game for the Vikings was looked to set the tone early. And also Jerick McKinnon out of the backfield as well, leading receiver for the Vikings, 11 receptions for 86 yards. Now the Vikings head in the offseason not knowing what they're going to do. They lost Pat Shurmur, their offensive coordinator. Now there are question marks there at the quarterback spot. I'm sure Sam Bradford's on his way out, not worth the money that he's worth, especially with the amount of questions that's going to be going on with his health. Then you got Case Keenum and Teddy Bridgewater on the depth chart. Nobody knows who's going to be taking that reins. Bridgewater might be on his way out with his contract. Case Keenum might be looking for somewhere else as well if the Vikings don't decide to sign him again coming into next season. And other than that, I mean, there's a lot of question marks heading into the Vikings in the offseason, but at least they know that it was done early. The way the Philadelphia Eagles were just taking it to the Vikings, especially offensive side, Nick Foles, 26 completions, 33 attempts, 352 yards as well, 3 touchdowns as well, a rushing touchdown for LeGarrette Blount on the ground, 2 touchdowns to Alshon Jeffrey, who finished with 5 receptions for 85 yards. The offense for the Eagles, everybody thought that as soon as Carson went down for the Eagles, that was it. They're going to flounder into the postseason, and Lord knows they'd be one and done. But don't sleep on Nick Foles. He got the Eagles of the postseason back when he was taking the starting reins. I think it was 2014 when he got the Eagles off to a hot start under Coach Chip Kelly, and that offense now with some weapons to work with. They got Jay Ajayi, a little more finesse in his running game. They got the ground and pound of LeGarrette Blount, who can fight for some yards on short yardage situations down at the goal line as well. Receiving core about as deep as it can get with the Eagles. Alshon Jeffrey, tight end Zach Ertz. You throw in Torrey Smith in the receiving game. They're going to be okay, especially with the way the defense has been playing this year as well. They got a pick six out of the cornerback for the Eagles as well. Name escapes me at this time, but also been really able to get after the quarterback. They were just relentless against the Vikings. That defensive unit for the Eagles, they were able to get that win and move on to the Super Bowl, which will pin them against the New England Patriots at Super Bowl 52 from the homeland. That is Super Bowl 52 from US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Taking a look here at some of the early headlines as well. One of the big ones that really shocked me as early. So the way that it matches up here. So last year, the way it kind of goes from home team, who's going to be the home team from year to year, it switches. AFC team was the away team last year. So the NFC was the home team this previous Super Bowl with the Patriots coming back to beat the Atlanta Falcons. Just had to throw that one in there as we wind down the show. So the Patriots, the AFC team, was going to be the home team this year. So you would think, okay, they're going to go with the home blue uniforms. That's what they do. Eagles go with the road whites. Nuh-uh. Patriots going with the home white uniforms. And this has been an interesting note as well. The last 4 Super Bowls that the Patriots have played in, the 2 wins for them, they wore the white uniforms. Last 2 losses, both of them to the New York Giants, they wore the home blue uniforms. So an interesting note, the Patriots going with the home white uniforms, they're going to wear those. And also to note as well, in the last 14 Super Bowls since 2004, 13 of 14 teams who have won the Super Bowl, they wore the white uniforms. Last loss, the team taking home in the home colored uniform, the Green Bay Packers down in Dallas as well. The away team on that one is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They wore the road whites. So the team that's worn the white jersey the last 14 years, 13 have walked away as Super Bowl champions as well. That's a very interesting note as well. But the way the Patriots are going to be shaping up, they might be a little bit banged up, especially without their star tight end in the New England Patriots star tight end, that being Rob Gronkowski. He was knocked out early in just before halftime in that AFC Championship game. He was ruled out with a concussion. That is going to be something to keep our eyes on as well with this Super Bowl coming up next Sunday. It is February 4th from Minneapolis as well. Super Bowl 52 from US Bank Stadium. That game will be on NBC. Certainly will be a great one to watch as well. as we start down to start to wind down the show as well. Take a look here at some of the matchups that we got coming up here next couple of days here on KJAM, heading into the stretch portion of our broadcast schedule. Starts all tomorrow night. Pair of games on the radio right here on AM 1390. Madison girls basketball on the road taking on T Area, 7:30 p.m. tip off, with a video live stream at AmazingMadison.com, and also the over on our sister station on Jammin' Country 103, Dismet boys basketball taking on Old Ham Ramona Rutland. That'll be 7:30 p.m. tip off from Ramona, bringing the pregame show to start about 7:15. Then also on Saturday here on AM 1390, got Madison boys basketball taking on Sisseton in the DAC 12 NEC conference clash at the Madison High School gym. 5 p.m. tip off here on AM 1390. Pregame show to start about, we'll say about 4:45, barring the games going on ahead of schedule. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 15 minutes before with a video live stream at AmazingMadison.com. Check out the full scores, recaps, and highlights, and our broadcast schedule on AmazingMadison.com through the various sports pages, whether it's the area sports page, Madison sports page, or even sporting news as well. Our access is unlimited for you, the listeners, as well. Another great show we had this week. Love to give a big thank you to Madison boys basketball coach Mike Rickey for coming and joining the show once again. Old Ham Ramona Rutland boys assistant basketball coach Danny Frisbee Griffin talking about the Raider basketball team, and also VFW baseball here in the listening area as well. We also got to run down a little bit of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame announcements, talk a little bit about Super Bowl 52 as well, whether you're going to cheer for the Eagles or just because you hate the Patriots, or if you're going to cheer for the Patriots because of the disgusting things that the Eagles fans did. Now, either way, should be another good Super Bowl as well. Thank you to listeners as well for tuning in. Couldn't do this show without you. Even our sponsors as well. Thank you so much for taking part of Coach's Corner as well. Let's about wrap things up here this week. We're going to have another show lined up for you next week as well, which will be the last day of January, which will be January 31st. Can't believe January's already gone. We already got the high off the holidays, and now we're back into the swing of things in 2018. Thank you so much for tuning in as well. This is Paul Vold signing off from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. We'll have the show up later tonight on our website through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. If you missed the show live as well, check out past shows as well in their entirety on AmazingMadison.com. 7 o'clock right our time on Dakota's Best, AM 1390.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.